Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Grain futures were mixed today. Had a little fireworks this morning. The word China came up before the grain opening. 8 o'clock when the USDA typically announces before the grains reopen for the night session. Any large export sales numbers north of 100,000 metric ton. The word China came up. China had been mentioned, had sold 120,000 metric tons of corn, along with another big sale of over 284,000 metric tons of corn to an unknown destination. Well, when the corn market opened, we popped. We were up like 4, 5, 6 cents right out of the chute, thinking China's back. Even soybeans were higher, wheat was higher. But that all faded about 20 minutes into the opening when the USDA came back and said, correction. That was South Korea who bought the 135,000 metric tons of corn rather than China. So we faded real quick off of that news. Wheat, soybeans went lower in the day. Corn gave up all gains, went steady. But then we still firmed the corn market up as, after all, we did sell some almost 450,000 metric tons of corn on a weekly basis. That's good for next week because it's going to bump the total numbers up because it's a one-day announced sale. So the cheap prices are bringing in buyers, and I want you to notice something. September corn today, up 1¾ cents at $4.25. September corn has been at $4 since July 4th when we bounced into the July 4th holiday when we were waiting some big trade deal announcements, and then, of course, we didn't get them and sold off yet. Here we are coming back to where we were prior to July 4th, kind of hanging in there, so to speak. So these December corn up 1¾, 419 and a quarter. March up 2 cents, 436 and 3 quarters. So cheap. The cure for high prices is high prices, and the cure for low prices is also low prices. And so maybe we're seeing more of this demand starting to show up. The business deals that are being struck, we're just seeing acknowledgments that we're going to continue to see sales to Japan, who is a large buyer behind Mexico. And by the way, Mexico was the assumed buyer for the unknown destination of a 284,000 metric tons of corn. Soybeans, though, we are softer on the spot August, down 4¼ cents, $10.15 as those options expire tomorrow. So $10 is a good number to expire them near. November soybeans down just 0.75 cents. 10.22 on the wheat. We are higher in Kansas by 1¼ cents, 5.25¼, while Chicago down 1¼ cents, 5.39¼. Over in Minneapolis, we do have the wheat tour going on, the wheat quality crop tour, they call it. They are finding some poor yields right now, below last year in the areas they're at, but we're still overall well above the five-year average across North Dakota. I think yield estimates yesterday are at 47.1 bushel per acre. That's down from last year's 53.7 BPA. But again, we're still above the five-year average of 42.5 bushels per acre. So they are finding, obviously, with all the rains we've seen, they're finding good moisture to help finish the crop. On the Minneapolis wheat trade, we are currently down 3 cents a bushel, $5.85. The December off 3 cents, 606.5. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast. You need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us, 701-222-0221. Now, cattle futures, they all closed at new contract highs across the board yesterday. We're seeing the cash cattle trade steady with last week's low bids, 230 in Kansas. I think we've seen a 230 in Texas, 235 bid in Nebraska. Box beef bouncing after taking a beating here earlier in the week. Today, choice is up $1.57, select higher by $4.23. So we are seeing cattle, though, still in corrective mode, off 82 cents on August, 226.20. October is off 85 cents at 222.65. December down 77 cents, 223.12. In the feeders, August off $2.47, 329.02. September lower by $2.05 at 329.85, but we're about $1.70 off of earlier morning lows. We were down almost $4 there at one time. October feeders down $2.05, 328.60. Big cattle on feed report tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Of course, lower numbers than last year at this time. And we will have the semi-annual cattle inventory report. Hogs mixed right now, down 5 cents on August, 108.42. October higher by 27 cents, 91.17. And after yesterday's rough day in the gold market, lower again today, down $23 at $3,374. Silver September down 24 cents, $39.25, while the dollar is just up 12 cents right now at 97.06. Bitcoin, we're climbing $820 to $119,264. And the crude oil market, different than what the product market is doing. Earlier today, we were higher on the crude oil market by almost a dollar a barrel. Then it came news that President Trump's going to allow Chevron to go back into Venezuela and drilling oil again. So that took the crude oil market off its highs to near steady money while they crashed the product markets. But now we're kind of stabilizing because really it's only about 200,000 barrels a day trying to grow to 400,000 barrels a day out of Venezuela with Chevron trying to get drilling operations back underway. So now we are back up 31 cents on September crude oil, 65.56. Gasoline September though down 2.75 cents a gallon, 206 even, with diesel fuel down 5.25 cents a gallon to $2.37. Any questions on trading commodity futures, getting our trading phone app if you're interested? Maybe it's livestock risk protection you're looking for. We've got it here, one-stop shop. 701-222-0221, or our phone numbers are at the website, heartlandinvest.com. Thank you for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.